So I used to work for a little company you might have heard of called Trader Joe's. And I specifically worked at the Trader Joe's at 72nd and Broadway in Manhattan. And so this is the busiest Trader Joe's in the country. We were very proud of that. And it was totally unlike any other grocery store I had ever been into and will ever be go into. On Sundays, we had to start barring the door and having a bouncer like a nightclub at 1 in the afternoon. Just because we were at capacity. It was a two-floor grocery store because it's Manhattan and the architecture was built in 1800 and never changed. And so all of this, the story I want to tell there was one day, it started out like a day like any other. I got there at 5 in the morning. We were working. And right about 10 o'clock, the escalator broke. And the cart escalator, more problematically, broke. And so I was the unlucky one to see this happen. Essentially, someone had fallen on the escalator. I hit the emergency stop button. I had done everything I was supposed to. Then we went to turn it back on. It just decided it wasn't working for the rest of the day. It was owed a day off. And so it then was my job to tell everyone that the escalator is broken. And where this escalator is situated in the store, it's a blind turn. So people are coming around the corner with a cart full of groceries. And then there's me just saying, no, we got to carry all this up these stairs. Or you can use our tiny little elevator that fits two carts, and that's without anyone else in it. So slowly there starts to be a line around the bottom of the store of people waiting with their carts trying to get upstairs. I'm at the bottom of this escalator because my boss decided this is my job for the rest of the day. And I'm either just pointing them back the way that they just came or unloading everything, carrying them up and trying to run back downstairs before the next person just tries to shove their cart into the non-working escalator because just... No one seemed to understand what was happening. There was a swathe of dumbfounded looks when it just didn't start moving. And so, like, this... We think this is only going to take a little bit. The escalator repairman says I'll be there soon. At about an hour in, I asked my boss, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, this is still going. The line is backing up. And all she does is hand me a thing of lollipops and is just like, hand these to people just to try and make it better. So now they're coming around this blind corner and not only being told you can't take your things upstairs like you thought, there's just a grinning idiot just going, I'm sorry, do you want a lollipop? So this goes on for 3 hours. I am supposed to have left for the day, but I'm staying there because I've committed at this point. And so eventually the escalator repairman shows up. He looks at it. It takes him 10 minutes. It starts up again. And I ask him, like, what did you do? Like, I don't want this to happen again. And he just goes, yeah, sometimes it gets stuck. You just got to jiggle the button a little bit. It turns right back on. So that was my worst day of work.